Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. A Palestinian health ministry official says Israeli airstrikes slammed into two schools sheltering displaced people in Gaza City. The strikes Thursday killed at least 17 people and one of the schools, including five children. Rescue workers say at least 30 people were also wounded. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports efforts continue to secure a ceasefire agreement with Israel.
People familiar with the negotiations say the sides are still haggling over the names and numbers of people who would be included in this first phase. There are also disagreements over where exactly Israeli troops will be stationed once the ceasefire takes effect and how many of the hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians will be allowed to return to their homes.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution asking the UN's highest court to state what Israel's obligations are in Gaza and the West Bank to provide humanitarian assistance essential for the survival of Palestinian civilians. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the situation has stabilized in parts of Syria, but the conflict there is far from over.
There should be no military forces in the area of separation other than UN peacekeepers, period. And those peacekeepers must have freedom of movement to undertake their important work. Israel and Syria must uphold the terms of the 1974 Disengagement of Forces Agreement, which remains fully in force.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced $200 million in humanitarian aid for conflict-torn Sudan during his likely final trip to the United Nations while in office. Blinken is capping his engagement with the UN after a tumultuous 4 years that saw war return to Europe and multiple crises in the Middle East. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has boasted that his military operation in Ukraine has strengthened Russia and denied that the downfall of a key ally in Syria had dented Moscow's prestige. The Russian leader held his annual news conference and call-in show Thursday. He used the tightly choreographed event to reinforce his authority. He claimed that nearly 3 years of fighting in Ukraine has boosted Russia's economy and military. He praised his troops' gains there. A day before a looming government shutdown, the U.S. House resoundingly rejected President-elect Donald Trump's new plan to fund federal operations and suspend the debt ceiling. Democrats and some Republicans are refusing to accommodate his sudden demands and the quick fix cobbled together by Republican leaders. In a hastily convened evening vote punctuated by angry outbursts over the crisis, the House voted 174 to 235 against the plan that would have kept the government running for 3 months and suspended the debt limit for 2 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains the next steps in the bid to avert a shutdown remain unclear.
Given hardline conservative Republican opposition, the GOP needs Democrat votes to pass any package. It's uncertain if any are on board or were even brought into the talks. After earlier urging Republicans to do the right thing, top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries calls the new Trump-backed plan laughable and not a serious proposal.
Weeks before U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is set to take office and follow through with threats of mass deportations, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on some new immigration figures.
While immigration in 2024 drove U.S. population growth to its fastest rate in 23 years to surpass 340 million residents, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it deported more than 270,000 people over a recent 12-month period. That's the highest annual tally in a decade. Deportations during the fiscal year that ended September 30th nearly doubled from the same period a year earlier. In a separate report, U.S. authorities say arrests for crossing the border illegally from Mexico in November fell 18% from a month earlier to the lowest level since July 2020. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Kenyan government has declared gender-based violence the nation's most pressing security threat, with 100 women killed in the past 4 months alone, most of them by men who were known to them, including intimate partners. The Prime Cabinet Secretary Musalia Mudavadi referred to the escalating crisis as the elephant in the room. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.